kind of money, you have to have an updated and nice home. If you have renters, I've done long-term rental and I've done vacation rentals. You have long-term renters in, they can have, like you say, the crazy dogs. They can have kids running around. They can leave the house and it's trashed and you have to redo the entire home. Vacation rental homes, these people are paying good money, so they're not just riffraff. They have a contract. Our contracts will say, these are the rules. This is how we expect you to treat the neighborhood, the neighbor, and the house. If you don't follow this, we're going to evict you. You've lost your vacation and your money. These people respect the home. You have cleaners that are coming in two or three times a week, maybe once a week if somebody's staying for seven days. These homes are going to be more maintained than any other home in the community. All this would do is raise their property values, as the last gentleman said. People get afraid it's going to lower their property values. In Branson, it's a tourist place. We have people, we have families that are coming. They don't need to come to Branson. They can go to Pigeon Forge. They can go to other places. But when they come, they want to stay in a home together. They don't want to stay in separate hotel rooms where people are going to scatter, or in separate condos. If we, you know, start to shut down some of the vacation rentals that have appropriate, I'm not against permitting, but, you know, because you do have to follow certain restrictions, certain, and, you know, you have to have the parking, you have to have this. But I just wanted to let people know that in your neighborhood, you're going to have respectful people in there. Sometimes I can go in a house, and if it weren't that we said, take the sheets off the bed and put the towels in the bathtub, you wouldn't even know somebody stayed in there. Because they know that we can charge for damages. We either have their credit card, or we've kept money. We've made them give us money up front. So if we go in and we find any damage anywhere, you're going to have a cleaner there. So there's not going to be trash outside. If the guest didn't put the trash where it was supposed to go, the cleaner would. As she said, you've got local maintenance men coming in constantly. If something goes wrong in a house, it needs to be fixed that day or the day after, because you have guests that are paying to stay there. So it's not like somebody else's house that you can let it go for days or weeks or months or years. These properties are maintained well. There's a contact with the guests. A lot of the contracts have a limit of 25 or over. If you're under 25, you have to be there with parents. So you're not going to get rowdy teenagers coming in. If you're a rowdy teenager, Branson is not the place you're going to come, more than likely. You know, it's a family-oriented place. In other places, in Austin, Texas, they expect to have rowdy people in, and they have police there to police them. That's not the clientele we get in Branson. We get in families who want to stay together so that they can make memories. And it does nothing but improve the community. So that's all I'll say on that one.
Ma'am, could we get your name?
My name is Marie Powers.
Thank you. Thank you.
I agree with some that you said, and then some that I don't.
May I say something? May I say something? I live in this neighborhood that we're talking about. My name
Give her your name before you start.
Makuch, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, Makuch, M-A-K-U-C-H. I live next door to the property that we're talking about.
Pull the map up, Scott, please.
Right, the first house on, right where you see Johnston Lane, Lenhart, that's my house. And the property next door is mine as well. Yes.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
I have six children. I purchased a home to live in a neighborhood, not to live in a vacation area. I didn't purchase it to live in a resort. I understand resorts are nice. I understand that. I understand vacation homes can be nice. I have children. I love that I know my neighbors. I trust them. I know who they are. I know their cars. And when I have people coming up and down the street, I get knocks on my door for directions. I've been asked for assistance, for help, and I don't appreciate that. On Carol Myers, who owned the property, she told me this week that she specifically sent an email to the real estate agent stating her home was not to be used as a nightly rental. And I could provide that if I knew. She told me I could get a copy of that. She had a copy of that. That's what she told me.
We have emails.
Okay, well, she told me she did not. She said that she specifically said this home was not to be used as a nightly rental. She loved our neighborhood. She was a neighbor. I live in a neighborhood with neighbors that I trust. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're 21st, next Tuesday, we'll decide on this. Don Phillips, now you was, what did we do last time on Don? Have we got Don Phillips?
Yep, he's coming forward.
You didn't show up last time.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I spoke last time.
Yeah.
I was last, remember?
Oh, you, that's right. You late.
No.
All right, this is case number 2016-33. It's 115 Greystone Drive, vacation rental. Applicant and representative is Don Phillips. And we're talking about this home right here, lower part of the screen. There's the view from the east. And these from, except one, it's permit number 37, will all read the same. So I'll give you the number of bedrooms per home. And they're all seeking Planning Commission approval of a special use permit. This resident contains 5 bedrooms. For the assessor's information, the single-family resident was constructed in 2009. The single-family residence is approximately 2,585 square feet. Subject property is located on Lot 2, Phase 2, in the Fieldstone Bluffs. And it's the same Taney County Development Guidance Code definition. Occupancy, same 2 persons per dwelling. That means the 5-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 12 people. Property is served off of existing drive, off of Greystone Drive. And off our occupancy, a total of 6 parking spaces will be required, and the project received a score of that should be a negative 1 because they were all the same, out of a possible score of 29. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1633, these are all the same compliance for all the nightly rentals. I'll read this one and then the rest of them just to save time. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Number 2, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Number 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 6, the residents located at 115 Greystone Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 7, the 115 Greystone Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The applicant has requested The applicant has requested the special use permit be transferred to John and Shonee, and I won't venture the last name. I'll let him explain that part after the closing of the sale of the property. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. In 8, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Go back to number 6, Scott, please. Now, is this on every one of them, number 6?
Yes, the occupancy will change based on the number of bedrooms.
Okay.
So this one's 12 persons per night on the 5-bedroom home.
Okay.
Yep.
Anybody got any questions for Don?
Don, in one of the opposition letters we received, they're of the opinion that you're in violation of the covenants that in that particular subdivision, in the bus subdivision, and we can't enforce covenants, but I didn't know if you were aware of that or if there's another interpretation of those covenants that we, you know, might want to look at.
Sure. I think that's a good question. I think there's two sides to the covenants. I think you have permanent resident. I think you have that opinion, and I think you have the opinion of investors in nightly rentals. What I gave you tonight, and I don't expect you to read it, but I could go over it a little bit. Within 5 minutes, I could try. I gave you a packet of what we received as an investor. And even the last time that I spoke before you, and I appreciate your time, you know, I spoke about not really having a lot of emotion into it because I'm an investor, and we utilize the property when we can, but we bought it for an investment. We live 7 hours away. But, you know, the people that take care of our home and the people that work in our home, like the lady said earlier, you know, this is not a ragtag home. You can see it. The lot's beautiful. It's a beautiful home. Has a great view. I looked at 5 homes when I purchased that home, and I didn't have any emotion to any of them. So what I did is I did what everybody would have to do on both sides of the aisle. I did my due diligence. And to my knowledge, and I don't have the actual facts, but I know pretty close that at least since 2008, there's been nightly rentals available in Branson Creek. And what happened in July or August to spark this, I really don't know. You know, I think it's gotten busier out there, and foot traffic might be heavy in the summertime. But that's not in the covenants. That's not in the restrictions, and that's not in the packet that I gave you. So what I gave you is I gave you the email between me and my realtor and me and Branson Creek, basically me asking, hey, is this available for nightly rentals? Because if it's not, I looked at 5 properties, I'll pass on this one. And I got back, feel free to call Branson Creek at the HOA to do your own due diligence. I did better than that. Me and I'm partners actually with my wife, my sister, and her husband. I told them that was a house that we were leaning to. Branson Creek got back to me with all of the association fees, the covenants and restrictions, and then I went and visited them and said, hey, look, I plan to rent this. I won't live here. I live in Illinois. Is there any problem with that? No, they're not. There's no problem. I said, look, I like the clubhouse out up here. There's 2 pools. There's one with a very nice clubhouse that you walk in and you can work out. It's beautiful. And then there's a smaller pool just on the back side. If you went out the back and just kept walking, you'd just about walk into the pool. And I said, I'd be more than happy as a homeowner here not to infringe upon that pool. And they said, no, that's open to any renters as well, any of your guests. I said, okay. And that was a face-to-face meeting with Stacy Blevins. And then my realtor referred to, I've also attached a letter from the county saying nightly rental is approved in the Bluffs, and I've put that letter in there. And so the subject matter of the letter from Bob Ashley on September the 26th, 2014, the subject states, nightly rental is authorized within the Pinnacle of Branson Creek, the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek, and Fieldstone Bluffs at Branson Creek. My house is in the Fieldstone Bluffs. So with that, and then I also dug a little bit deeper and I looked at all the permits from 1995 to the, which was the Glades, I believe, or Patch Development, mm-hmm. Then transferred to the Glades, and then lastly to, I believe it's Meridian Properties, but it signifies Branson Creek in probably the last 2 or 3 years of the requests. So what I put in your packet is I put the request from March the 5th of 96, and it basically just says we're looking for a period of 1 year.